Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, let me start by taking a sip of, give you a hint as where I am. Oh, that's delicious. It is a smoothie, and it's a special smoothie. I am at Hello Juice, which is, what neighborhood would this be called?
The Grove.
This is the Grove, technically.
It's technically Forest Park South West or East.
That is Jen Maness with Hello Juice. The place that I'm at. And also, I have another special guest here, Susan Robin, with the St. Louis Ovarian Cancer Awareness.
SLOCA
is the title. September is the month that we recognize it. Obviously, it's a year-long issue. But let's start with that before we get to the juice place. Let's talk about the month and why you guys are connected to Hello Juice.
Absolutely. So, September is National Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. So SLOCA, being the only ovarian cancer focused nonprofit in the region, we try to teal up St. Louis in any way that we can and partner with wonderful companies like Hello Juice to help promote the cause, and really in an effort to raise awareness, because this disease is so difficult to diagnose. There's no diagnostic test. There's not a screening test. So, and if a woman has symptoms, they're often ignored because they're symptoms women have on a regular basis. So it's really important to know your family history of ovarian cancer or breast cancer, to know the symptoms, and if they become chronic and worse, to really inform a healthcare professional and potentially seek some further testing to make sure you're okay.
Well, you said teal up. I see you're wearing a teal shirt. So is that the color?
That's our cancer ribbon color, teal. Teal is the new black in my wardrobe. So okay. I love it. And the smoothie is
teal.
Fabulously teal.
All right, Jen, tell me about the smoothie.
Yeah, so the smoothie is teal. It has coconut milk and OJ, all fresh cold pressed juice that we make in-house. And then it has blue spirulina, banana, pineapple, moringa, which is a cancer-fighting agent, and passion fruit.
Blue spirulina is what?
It's good for your gut.
It's good for... I could use some of that. Okay. I think this is a good combination there.
Yeah.
Tell me about Hello Juice, a little bit about the history of it.
Yeah. So we are at, right now, our Grove location. We opened in August of 2018, so it was 7 years this past month. And then in May of 2022, we opened our Kirkwood location. And so we have two locations, plus we have a kitchen space where we do meal prep too. So we sell that at Mercy Hospital and some other nonprofits.
So in addition to juices, you also have food?
Yes, we do smoothies, smoothie bowls, toasts, waffles, but we also, and cold pressed juice. But we also do meal prep, which is in our fridge that you can come in and grab and go.
What was the idea behind it? Why did you want to start a juice company or a smoothie company?
Great question. So my husband and I have always been in like some sort of entrepreneurial space of some kind. So we were getting out of our last thing. We were trying to find our next thing. And I've always been into health and wellness. And my husband always jokes that when we came up with the idea, he was outside like smoking a cigarette. And he's like, what do we know about juice? I'm like, let's just do it. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. He doesn't smoke anymore.
Well, I was going to say, I hope he doesn't smoke anymore.
He quit that, and like, it was funny is he actually never, he didn't like fruits and vegetables, and now he like drinks a cold pressed juice every day, the greenest juice we have, and so it's been a game changer for him.
Is that an avenue for people in a way to get back to their fruits and vegetables, or maybe get to them for the first time, is juicing or smoothies?
Yeah, totally. So in for all of our cold pressed juice, we just, it's straight fruits and vegetables. No added sugar, no water, no nothing. So like one of our juices has celery and kale, lemon, apple. It's like you're eating, when you drink it, you're drinking like a full bushel of kale.
Of kale?
Yeah, like in the juice. So yeah, totally. It's a great way to get all your fruits and vegetables for sure. And then like our smoothies and smoothie bowls have, some of them have protein in it. You can add protein, but yeah.
Well, we'll get back to the smoothies in a minute. I want to continue, you know, kind of go back and forth here because we are talking about ovarian cancer.
Right.
As you said, there's no diagnostic test.
Right.
It's very difficult to detect, and some of the symptoms get ignored because they might represent something else, or they, you know. So what do people need to do?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, and I will add that I am actually a survivor of ovarian cancer, and I was diagnosed at age 23.
Wow.
So certainly at that age, I was going to school, working, living the normal life of a 23-year-old, and it was not on my radar. However, I had every symptom in the book, bloating, feeling full quickly, abdominal pain, urinary frequency, and I was doing sit-ups, I was jogging, I was eating less, and I did bring it to my primary care physician's attention twice, and I was somewhat dismissed, probably because of my age, but the symptoms did not go away. So finally, it became a real acute emergency almost, and I had an emergency surgery and chemo after that, but I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm, you know, been disease-free for almost 42 years, and that's why it's so important for me to be able to get out, raise awareness of the signs and symptoms, make sure women know their family history. If they have breast or ovarian or colon cancer, they could be at higher risk, and do not ignore symptoms that don't go away, and to push for, you know, someone to pay attention and listen to you, and share this information is what we're all about. But SLOCA also supports survivors. There are a lot of survivors in our community, and their journey can start and stop at any time. And we're there to provide a network. We provide some financial assistance, a mentor program for peer-to-peer support, a sister box chemo care package is delivered to all infusion centers when they're diagnosed. We have an annual brunch, and at our Families Run for Ovarian Cancer, we celebrate that, and we have a survivor ceremony.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Besides your connection to Hello Juice, what are some other things you might be doing this month since it's Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month?
We have events. We had a Teal Toes event yesterday at a nail spa in De Pere, and that many women make appointments the whole entire day. We kind of take over half of the nail spa. It is a fundraiser, but it is something survivors really enjoy, being together, getting their pedicures. And so we do raise a little bit of money, but raise awareness at that nail spa. We had a night at the Cardinal game a couple of weeks ago. We tealed up a section of Busch Stadium, and they won that night, so we were really excited. So those are annual events. And these lead up to the run that we do in October, on October 12th at Tower Grove Park, to kind of round out the activity we end with the run.
And what are the details on the run? How far is it? How many people do you get to come out?
Yeah, so it is Families Run for Ovarian Cancer, Families Rock. It's at Tower Grove Park on October 12th. We usually have between 1,200 and 1,500 survivors, caregivers, healthcare professionals, pets, kids. It's very family friendly. So Fredbird and Louie, Bubble Bus, Snow Cones, Hot Dogs. We just want this community to feel like they have a connection. And since we are the only nonprofit focused on ovarian cancer, that's the space that we need to be in and make sure that people can come together to celebrate. And also, there's a memory wall for those who have lost a loved one. But they'll put a team together. They'll volunteer for us. And people kind of tend to stick with us and support our organization.
Jen, how did you get involved in supporting SLOCA and the ovarian cancer awareness?
Yeah, so this is actually the second year that we've done the SLOCA smoothie, and they reached out last year, and I actually lost a friend many years ago to ovarian cancer, and we actually have an employee who's a survivor of ovarian cancer who works at our Kirkwood location. So when we were approached with, you know, of course we want to get involved and see how we can spread the word of you know, ovarian cancer. So, yeah.
Well, you might hear smoothies being made in the background. We are at a smoothie shop, so that's going to happen. You said it was going to be loud. It was pretty loud.
It was pretty loud. Well, we have those on there so that it gets even louder.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about your menu. Like,
yeah.
What are some of the highlights or things that you particularly want to talk about?
So so we have smoothie bowls, which is a smoothie in a bowl with granola.
Okay.
And then it has a like fruit on top, or like coconut flakes we sprinkle. You could put almond butter, peanut butter on top. They're so good. And then we have smoothies that our most popular is the one, it's called the Girls Who Lift. Girls Who Lift.
Protein,
it's protein. It's got the highest amount of protein in it. We do.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's super cool. We always, and then our juices, we name all of our juices. So,
okay.
Like, we have a juice called, his name's Herman.
His name's Herman? Okay, where'd that come from?
We just come up with these, we come up with them, like, randomly, like, with the staff, or we'll be like, we'll be, like, researching and developing new juices, and so mm-hmm. we'll be like, oh, this is like a Charlie juice. This sounds like a Charlie.
So just sounds like it.
Yeah. Fun. So we come up with these fun names for the juice, and then all the ingredients are on the juice, yeah.
And I see you have a seasonal menu, too.
Yes.
It looks like pina colada smoothie and passion fruit.
Yeah, and so we're getting ready to change to our fall menu on October 6th, so we'll have all the pumpkin things.
Oh,
yes, of course. All the pumpkin things.
All the pumpkin things. And then I see waffles.
Yes, they're gluten-free.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people would like that.
So good. Lemon blueberry is what we have now. And then we also have protein waffles, vanilla chocolate.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah.
Plain old waffle with syrup as well.
Plain
I see that. And then there's something called monster bowls.
Yes, those are like, they're really big. They're 32 ounces and they're kind of like shareable. Like
okay. And oatmeal. And toast.
And toast.
Cinnamon avocado. Toast crunch. That sounds good.
So good. Almond butter and bananas. And yeah, so good.
So you guys have two locations, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
What are your plans for the future? Are you thinking of another location or are you going to stick with these two?
It's funny you ask that. We were just looking at space for a potential third location. And then my husband and I talk about it. I told him the other day, I was like, if I had to open a third location right now, I don't know if I could do it. We're already like,
yeah,
we definitely want to open more locations. We want to expand. Like I said, our meals are in Mercy Hospital. And,
okay.
Yeah, and a nonprofit downtown. So that's cool. We'd like to get in more locations like that for our meals for sure.
Where did you come up with the name? Why did you choose the name Hello Juice?
Oh, God, I don't even remember. We wanted it to be like friendly and open to the community. So like part of the thing is when you come into either one of our locations, all of our staff says hello. Like we,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like we want to be welcoming to the community that comes in. And the big thing for us is that we want healthy food to be accessible to the communities that we're in. Like we want people to feel comfortable coming in and like asking like, what's Moringa? Like, most people don't know what it is. We want people to feel like they can come in and ask questions. And we just want it to be accessible.
It seems like a cool spot here.
Yeah.
We're kind of like between stuff where,
yes,
you know.
Songbird's current space is a block away.
So Songbird's nearby. The Grove is right there.
Yeah, it's like two blocks this way on Manchester. Yeah. Yeah, it's been great. It's been cool over the years to see like the neighborhood like evolve.
Yeah.
Susan, what else would you like to share about Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month as we wrap up here?
Well, it did become official in the state of Missouri. The government did, the governor did sign a bill into law that in perpetuity, September will be National Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. And for us, it's something I think we can leverage here in St. Louis and point to that and hope to get more recognition in the St. Louis region. And it's not just about September. You know, these are things that you can never hear this message too many times. You can never hear these signs and symptoms too many times. And a lot of women have recurrences. So it is something that the earlier you catch it, the better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.